And the praise team is up praising. And you just that high. Come on, lift your hand. Come on, give the Lord some praise. I say, you can look in the spirit. You can see people. They're here, but they wish they were somewhere else. They came, but they're not expecting anything from the house of the Lord. They're not entering his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. They haven't done that in so long, they can't even remember how to do it. So we got a church full of dead men's bones stacked up in the valley. And the bad news, they don't even know they're dead.
This is Jerry G. Martin. If you know that you are stuck in a rut and feel like you don't have any spiritual vitality at all, join me today for this impactful message on how your dry bones can live again. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. And they were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone knows. You alone knows." Ezekiel had an encounter with God, and it was by the Spirit of God. He had an encounter with God. And it was by the Spirit of God that he's going to talk to us. Evidently, God wanted to show him something very pressing and important that was not readily apparent. You had to see this by the Spirit. You had to have a spiritual eye to see what God was going to show him. Things can look one way in the natural and be totally different in the spirit. There are times when God needs to take us away from the place where we are to give us another perspective. So this place that he was taken was a valley. A valley often represents times in our lives where we're going through tough times. There are times when you've been on the mountaintop. You ever been on the top of the mountain? You know what you didn't see at the top of the mountain? A lot of people living there. We go there and then we come down. Most of us are in or around a valley. We go to the mountaintop to visit. So here was Ezekiel's first observation when he got in there. I want you to go with us. He says, "God took me to this valley." And he said, excuse me, "It was full of bones." Full of bones. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to get this message out. He says it's full of bones. Now, I'm Ezekiel. I'm walking around here saying, "What is this? It is full of bones." And he said to himself, "There's a lot of bones here. What happened to all of these people? Whose bone is that? Is that Raph's bones? Juanita's bones are there? Every one of those bones belonged to somebody. They didn't start out to end up in a valley, but that's where they are." As we stand in the midst of the valley with Ezekiel, there are some questions that come to mind. How did these people get here? Each bone has a story. Each bone. Every one of them have a story. There were incidents and circumstances that caused them to be in a condition or a place that resulted in them being deposited in a valley with others who suffered the same fate. All those bones and all of those people were there together. Now, these bones in the valley, they're scattered in the open. These people did not have a respectful funeral where their families came together and recognized them one at a time, and they were placed in a proper burial like what we might expect. But they're all piled up in an open place in a valley. So whatever happened, it didn't just happen because Ezekiel said these bones were very dry. They've been here for a while. Then the next and most pressing question is not so obvious. The question was, who did these bones belong to and why are they here? God answered that question in verse 11. He says, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. He said, these are my folk. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. I've talked to a lot of people here the last couple of years and they sound like they are hopeless. I don't know how I can make it. I didn't know I was going to have to go through this. I feel like giving up. So God tells us that these are what his people look like to him. That's what it looks like when we're so weary and wounded and worn. That's what it looked like when we expected our blessing to overtake us. But debt and financial strain has overtaken us instead. That's what it looked like when we thought and prayed for a happy, loving family and our spouse walked out on us. That's what we looked like when we thought and we prayed for God's blessings and we feel like we've been cursed. That's what it looks like when we thought God would use us in a mighty way. But we find ourselves barely making it spiritually. That's what it looked like when our loved one passed away when we were praying and believing God that they were going to get healed. That's what it looked like when you find yourself in a devastating situation that you can't see your way out of. You look like these bones. Then God asked his own question to Ezekiel. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I've heard this sermon many times being preached, and there's something that occurred to me when I read this that never occurred to me before. He said, son of man, can these bones live? These. I said, if there's these bones, there must be some other bones. And what is the difference between these bones and the other bones? He already told us earlier, I just read it, maybe it's passed by you. He said, these bones are those that belong to the house of Israel. In other words, he said, these bones are my folk. He didn't ask him, can bones live again? He could have said, Ezekiel, can bones live again? No, he said, can these bones? I believe God has something in store for these bones. So if you're a part of these bones this morning, you get ready. God's got something in store for you if you're a part of these bones. Woo! Ezekiel didn't know how to respond. He thought for a long time and they're already dead. Is this a trick question? And they've been dead a long time. There seems to be no hope for these bones. Perhaps he thought, what's the difference? Well, you're mentioning these bones. And then he remembered who was asking the question. And he said, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. You know. Why are you asking me? You know. Just ask me and I'm going to answer wrong and say, yep, and then they won't. And then I say, nope, and then they do. You know, Lord. He says, God, I know you are the sovereign Lord. Now, there's something that runs through these two chapters. When they talk about the Lord, they just say the sovereign Lord. You'll see that in your text when you read that over and over. Oh, sovereign Lord, The Lord who's in control of everything. The Lord who can make all things happen. God who has his own desire and his own power to do whatever he needs to do whenever he wants to do it. Oh, sovereign Lord, you know. And then God spoke. And when God speaks, the impossible become possible. Let me say that one more time. When God speaks, the impossible become possible. So what I want you to do right now for the rest of this morning to begin to listen and say, Lord, speak. Speak to me. He knows where you are. I'm going to tell you something about the bones. The bones weren't saying, I'm laying here and these are my bones. The bones weren't saying nothing. So you might be sitting here as a sack of bones and you think you're all right. See, the bones didn't have a problem laying there with the bones. But God said, that ain't the place I got for you. Then the Lord said to me, this is Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Now notice, God announced what he would do. But he told the man to prophesy to the bones. If your bones are in that valley, I want you to know God is able to bring life back to those dry bones, but you're going to have to believe it enough to prophesy to it. That's on you. Stop waiting for God to do everything while you do nothing. Hear what God is saying. And he says this, he says, I will make breath into you. I'm going to attach tendons to you and make flesh come back upon you and cover your skin. I will put breath in you. You will come to life. You will know that I am the Lord, but you're going to have to prophesy.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and I certainly hope that you've enjoyed this message. It was very challenging for me, and perhaps it's challenging for you. I know that there are those of you who have been going through some challenging times over the last few months and over the last few years with all the things that have been going on. But God is saying, these bones can live. God is not finished with you, and it's not over until he says it's over. So we are encouraging you today to stand on your feet, speak to yourself and say, these bones will live. Prophesy, speak the word of God. And let the Spirit of God renew your life. If you would like to hear today's message in its entirety, I invite you to go to our podcast at The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. There you can hear today's message as well as previous messages that we've aired on this broadcast, and it will be encouraging to you. I want to encourage you that we are here for you. If you would like prayer, you can call us at our prayer line number at 281-964-1393, and we will pray for you. You can leave us a message or we can join you in prayer. I invite you to be my guest at the Light of the World each Sunday at 10 a.m. We're in person. The Spirit of God is moving. The power of God is moving, and your life can have new vitality. Come on, be with us each Sunday, 10 a.m. We're at 16161 Old Humble Road. Or join us online at lowcf.org. You can join us for our live streaming service on Sunday morning, again at lowcf.org. Now for the light of the world, this is Jared G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.